And now at 7:30 here on BBC Radio 2, this is Alan Dell with my collection of memories of one of the very finest of British singers, the late Denny Dennis.
I'll sing you a thousand love songs, and still they'll seem so few. For I need a thousand voices to tell you how I love you. I've only one heart to give you, one voice to listen. So I'll bring a thousand love songs, and I'll sing every one, dear, for you.
Denny Dennis singing the Al Dubin, Harry Warren song, which also titled Denny's biography. His life story related to Mike Carey and set down so admirably by him in the book published last year by Trevor Ireland in Derby, where Denny was born, on November the 1st, 1913. To share the many successes, the traumas, the highs and lows of Denny's career and personal life, you must read the book. Here we're concerned with a very few personal milestones that time will allow us, and particularly Denny as the dance band singer. And the band he was most associated with was, of course, Roy Fox's.
A friend of mine came to me one night and said, Roy, I have a boy I'd like you to hear. He's an electrician. His name is Dennis Pounton. I gave him an audition. I said, very good, but you know, if you don't mind doing a little hard work, I suggest you go away for a year and take some lessons. And sure enough, in a year, he came back.
And Roy heard me, and this time he put me on a fortnight's trial at the Kit Kat. He said, I shan't hear you on broadcast. Anyway, after a few days, when the first Wednesday night was coming up, he said, I'm using you on the air tonight. We've got to find a name for you. So Roy said, Pounton is too long. He said, I like Dennis. He said, we've got to find this name quickly. He said, oh, Dennis, short for Dennis. Denny Dennis. Mm. And that's how I got my professional name, Denny Dennis.
Did you ever see a dream walking? Well, I did. Did you ever hear a dream talking? Well, I did. Did you ever have a dream thrill you with will you be mine? Oh, it's so grand and it's too divine. Did you ever have a dream dancing? Well, I did. Did you ever see a dream romancing? Well, I did. Did you ever see heaven right in your arms saying, I love you, I do? Well, the dream that was walking and the dream that was talking and the heaven in my arms was you.
That was not the first song that Denny sang on his first broadcast with Roy Fox from the Kit Kat. In fact, it was the old Crosby favourite, Thanks. But Did You Ever See a Dream Walking was the first song he recorded with the Fox Band in December 1933 for Decca. However, Denny had already cut three songs the previous August with Jack Jackson's Dorchester Hotel Orchestra, and one of them was of special significance, I'm Getting Sentimental Over You, a tune that was adopted by Tommy Dorsey in America as his signature tune, and which Denny would hear hundreds of times later when he toured with the Dorsey Orchestra in the 40s.
Never thought I'd fall, but now I hear love call. I'm getting sentimental over you. Things you say or do,
just thrill me through and through. I'm getting sentimental over you. I thought I was happy, I could live without love. Now I must admit, love is all I'm thinking of. Won't you please be kind and just make up your mind that you'll be sweet and gentle. Be gentle with me, because I'm sentimental over you.
Denny Dennis with Jack Jackson. But it was the 5 years with Roy Fox that established Denny as Britain's number one singer. No doubt about it, Roy, who had worked with Bing Crosby on dates in America, appreciated the same warm quality in Denny's voice. And Roy gave him every opportunity on record. Denny appeared on some, 200 titles between the end of 1933 and late 1938. And each of us has many favorites from that period. This is just one of mine.
A cigarette that bears a lipstick's traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant, a fairground's painted swings, these foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw, you conquered me. When you did that to me, I somehow knew that this had to be the winds of March that make my heart a dancer. A telephone that rings, but who's to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you.
Denny was, of course, not the only vocalist with the Roy Fox Band. When he joined the orchestra at the Kit Kat, Peggy Dell was the lady singer. And then, in the autumn of 1935, along came Wee Mary Lee. Just a teenager then, and at home at this moment in Glasgow.
Hello, Alan Dell, my old friend. Nice to talk to you. But isn't it sad about Denny Dennis passing? I can't believe it, you know. But, you know, he and I were great pals, and he was so talented and great fun to be with. And what happy years we had with the old Roy Fox Band. And in my opinion, I think he was the British Bing Crosby. A lot of people thought so too. And you were so kind to him. You played him so much. And in 1982, you arranged for Denny and I to be down at the Dance Band Years in the Festival Hall. So I got to meet him again. And then you announced, and here's Mary Lee and Denny Dennis, and they'll sing Let's Call the Whole Thing Off.
Things have come to a fretty pass. Our romance is growing flat. For you like this and the other, while I go for this and that. Goodness knows what the end will be. Oh, I don't know where I'm at. It looks as if we two will never be one. Something must be done. You say either, and I say either. You say neither, and I say neither. Either, either, neither, neither. Let's call the whole thing off.
Oh, you like potato, and I like potato. You like tomato, and I like tomato. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off. But all with, we call the whole thing off, then we must part.
And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart. For if you like pajamas and I like pajamas, I'll wear pajamas and give up pajamas.
For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling off. Let's call the whole thing off.
And you say laughter.
You say after.
And you say after.
Laughter.
Laughter.
After.
After.
Let's call the whole thing off. You go for oysters and I go for oysters. I'll order oysters and cancel the oysters.
For we know we need each other, so we better call a calling off.
Let's call the whole thing off.
As a background story to that Royal Festival Hall concert, Denny and I had talked over the years and met each other on one or two occasions. And it was my suggestion to salute Roy Fox and his singers at that Festival of Light Music concert. I knew that Mary Lee was in fine form because she was performing regularly, but I wasn't too sure how Denny was singing. So on some very plausible pretext, I can't remember now what it was, I invited him down from Cumbria, had a pianist present, and the music of several of Denny's past songs. The first thing we discovered was that his vocal range had lowered considerably from his records, not just a semitone or a tone, but four tones, would you believe? And he sounded very good. However, I didn't feel I could throw him in at the deep end, as it were, and after a long break, bring him on solo at the concert. So, in fact, I introduced Mary Lee first, and she invited Denny on, breaking the ice with that duet, and then leaving him to solo. We needn't have worried. All Denny's professionalism was there. He was marvellous, and he brought the house down. He was more than, well, he more than anyone helped to make that a memorable evening. When Roy Fox disbanded in 1938 and went to Australia, Denny joined Ambrose, and the first title he recorded with Amy on October that year was The Gershwin's Love Walked In, followed soon afterwards by this wonderful reading of Irving Berlin's Change Partners.
The same fortunate man you have danced with him since the music began. Won't you change partners and dance with me? Must you dance quite so close, with your lips touching his face? And you see, I'm longing to be in his place. Won't can't you change partners and dance with me? Ask him to sit this one out while you're all alone. I'll tell the waiter to tell him he's wanted on the telephone. You've been loved in his arms ever since, heaven knows when. Won't you change partners and then? You may never want to change partners again.
Denny Dennis and Ambrose proved to be a most compatible partnership if the many recordings of 1938 and 39 and some later sides of 1942-43 are anything to go by. Among the popular songs of the time, there were some to be regarded and sung with joy. Music Maestro Please, Deep Purple, The Masquerade Is Over, and The Angels Sing, My Prayer. And during this period, Denny also recorded with Jack Hilton. In November 1939, waxing a fine version of Hoagy Carmichael's Blue Orchids.
To possess each tender bloom, then my dreams took wings, and through a thousand springs, blue orchids seemed in a world apart. But when I met you, something pale and blue came stealing from the meadows of my heart. I saw my two blue orchids, my beautiful blue orchids last night. And what a sweet surprise. When you looked at me, it was plain to see blue orchids only bloom in your eyes.
During the war, Denny served in the RAF and was much in demand to sing with the service orchestras, the Squadronaires, and the Skyrockets, directed by Paul Fanelay. This was one of the Skyrockets' titles, culled from the ENSA calling transcriptions of 1944.
Oh, I'm packing my grip, and I'm leaving today. 'Cause I'm taking a trip California way. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam and make the San Fernando Valley my home. Oh, and pack my sins, I'll be making new friends where the West begins and that sunset ends. 'Cause I've decided where yours truly should be,
and it's the San Fernando Valley for me. I think that I'm safe in stating that she will be waiting when my lonely journey is done. And kindly old Reverend Thomas made us a promise. He will make the two of us one. So I'm hitting the trail, and I gotta go. You can forward my mail, care of GPO. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam, and make the San Fernando Valley my home.
San Fernando Valley, Denny, and yet another association with Bing Crosby through that song. As a matter of fact, I can remember Jimmy Miller of the Squadronaires telling me that Denny would do anything to see his idol when Bing came to Britain in 1944. And in 1947, with the Squads, he recorded another of Bing's hit numbers.
You came, I was alone, I should have known, that you were temptation, and you smiled, luring me on, my heart was gone. You were temptation. It would be thrilling if you were willing, but it can never be. So pity me, for you were born to be kissed. I can't resist. You are temptation, and I am yours. Here is my heart. Take it and just a slave, but only a slave. You, temptation.
Surely performances like that, as well as a post-war solo in 1946 of The Bluest Kind of Blues with Stanley Black's orchestra, that took Denny's name across the Atlantic.
It's the bluest kind of blues, my baby sings. It's the newest kind of blues.
my baby sing. It's the kind that makes you sigh. It's the kind that makes you cry. Doing something to my poor heart, like a soft lullaby. It's the bluest kind of blue, my baby sings. It's the truest kind of blue, my baby brings. Always on my mind, away or sleeping. It's the bluest kind of blue, my baby sings.
Denny arrived in New York at the end of March 1948 to join Tommy Dorsey, and in the year that followed, as you may see from his diary and his biography, life for the most part was crammed with one-night stands all over the United States. Sadly, there were only a few commercial recordings made, and only two were issued here. This, his last, from January 1949, was one that wasn't.
Someone like you cures everything gloomy, turns wrong into right, brightens the night, brings happiness to me. Makes me luckier than throwing a seven, takes me nearer to heaven than anyone's allowed to do. When your heart is talking, I feel like I'm walking on a cloud. With someone like you, someday I'll find someone I can boast to, somebody to hug, a bug in a rug to snuggle up close to. And whenever I do, do you know the who I'll give the most to? You prey on my mind, stay till I find someone like you. Somebody to hug, a bug in a rug to snuggle up close to. And whenever I do, do you know the who I'll give the most to? You pray on my mind, stay till I find someone like you.
Denny Dennis during the high spot of his career singing with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. In this tribute to Denny, who died on November the 2nd, a day after his 80th birthday, we focused on his recordings with the dance bands. For the details, as I said, of his career and his personal life, I ask you to read his biography, written by Mike Carey and published by Pinnacle Printing, 44 Friargate, Derby, DE1, 1DF. Farewell, Denny, and our thoughts are with you and all your friends, especially Beryl. You're tuned to 88 to 91 FM, Radio 2 from the BBC.